This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, oh, my goodness, friends, I'm telling you what, we're a bunch of little busy bees around this place. We're just driving around the Minneapolis area in St. Paul and just trying to get other things done in the ministry and concerning other things that we have going on, and literally drove an hour and I think in about 50 minutes, but I did not. What's important here is I did not break the law. Nope, I did not. And I'm happy to say that. I wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1EE. Again, BradleyDean1EE on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be open for the next 45 minutes after the first segment, of course. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. And if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to let you know before we get rocking here, I'm just going to highlight some of the things on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then we're going to be talking about the poor. On Saturday, we kind of kicked into it a little bit, and I thought, okay, Lord, what is it that we're going to concerning the poor? Because a lot of people in this country think that we're poor, when in fact we're not poor at all. And I'm going to show you how poor we're not. We're a very wealthy country. As a matter of fact, one of the wealthiest on this planet, regardless of what you're told, again, by the state-controlled narrative. So we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes here. But let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. Raw footage of shootout. Cops gunned down in Baton Rouge. At least three confirmed dead, multiple gunmen. And, folks, again, we can lay this to the feet of this criminal administration for inciting domestic insurrection, for inciting hatred towards our police. And it's interesting, folks, when these things are happening, isn't it interesting, or is it of interest to you, America? Let me ask you that. Is it of interest to you that this criminal in the White House is actually meeting with the leaders of Black Lives Matter? And I said Black Lives Matter, friends, because it's all a bunch of lies and all five members. He takes the time to do that, but he doesn't take the time to honor those that have been murdered because of what he is actually inciting here. And folks, if you put two and two together, you'll always find that it equals four. It always comes out to an absolute. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I wanted to let you know as well, friends, watch this chilling animation. Show how flight MH17 over Ukraine was ripped apart by a Buk surface-to-air missile. Folks, what I love about the sonsoflibertymedia.com, not only are we just giving you the facts that the state-controlled narrative does not want to give you, facts are stubborn things, but we also show you videos. So if you're a visual learner, check them out, because we always post videos to show you what we're giving you, okay? And again, if you're a visual learner, just like me, folks, I'll tell you what, it's second to none, and it's easy to understand. sonsoflibertymedia.com, the classified 28 pages of the 9/11 report, report have been declassified. Go ahead and read them on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Black Lives Matter claims to the attack in France was designed to make people focus on white lives. Folks, can you imagine, if we had a White Lives Matter or a Hispanic Lives Matter, folks, it would be hitting the fan in every direction in this country right now. And again, you need to understand this is another political battering ram, another way to make use of totalitarian methods by browbeating dissenters. And that's all this is about. And keep in mind, folks, there's a small number that you're dealing with. But again, the Saul Alinsky tactic has caused the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. There isn't, friends. And you're dealing with a small portion. And quit throwing your hands up in the air and shouting out defeatism, friends. That's not what we're made out of in this country in any sense of the word. We don't take counsel from our fears, number one. And second of all, I've seen that bumper sticker on the back of cars, I still see it quite a bit. These colors don't run. You better bet your bottom dollar these colors don't run. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here we have our friends again, the Muslims. On social media, they applaud honor killing of social media star Kandil Balak. I bet they probably took her out because she was exposing them for who they are. Reminds me of something that Winston Churchill said concerning the Muslim religion, friends. He said that the Muslim religion is like rabies in a dog. And some of the stuff, folks, that these people do are just incredibly not completely, totally up on its head, backwards, folks. But again, it's just unthinkable. The things that they do and the things that they advocate, speaking of the Muslims, just crazy stuff, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. How many associates suffered mysterious deaths working for the Clintons? Folks, we know that the body count back in the 90s was about 147. And the ones that we know of now, friends, are Benghazi and others. And it's interesting how those that work with them are so expendable. They work for them, they do their biddings, and then before you know it, they're dead. And somehow, we just don't know how it happened. Some mysterious suicide where they shot themselves 8 times in the head with a shotgun or something like that, right? And by the way, folks, I'm not kidding. These are some of the things that they want you to believe. Remember what Adolf Hitler said? The bigger the lie, the more the people will believe it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Rumsfeld's willful ignorance or propaganda of Islam recommends failed policies of handling communism. You ever notice, friends, have you taken the time to notice that none of the presidents of the past, I mean, you look at them and many people honor them in your foolishness. But I want to tell you, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And I'm speaking about the abominable ones. How come they're not speaking out against the crimes of this administration concerning we the people in this country? Rumsfeld being another one of them. You do know that he's a war criminal, right, America? I just want to make sure that you understand that Rumsfeld is a war criminal, okay? He's a little crook, is what he is. And he's got blood on his hands as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Obama sides with the Islamic religion once again, supports Erdogan and the Islamic government, and goes against the anti-Islamist coup. Of course, friends. I don't get what people don't understand. He advocates at every step our sworn enemies. And folks, it's interesting to note, if you look at the fruit on the tree, he benefits ISIS every step of the way. But whoa, oh, isn't that crazy? The intelligence community tells us who ISIS is, don't they? If we're willing to listen, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. There's your hint, hint. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back on the other side.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun, too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if it sounds like I'm in a rush, I always am. I always am, friends, because there's lots to do. And I'll tell you what, if we're not doing a whole lot, we're looking for more to add to our whole lot to do, right? Because we're showing the work, the world our faith by our works and our love by our deeds. 1 John 3:18, as well as James 2, read the whole. Folks, blessed poverty, give me more. One of the things that came up in our conversation on Saturday was poverty. How poor are we? And usually when I get those little spurs, a little light goes on and says, you know what, we need to talk about this. Because there's a whole lot of people out there that don't understand that we ain't po'. And that's just a fact. Interestingly enough, I was just downtown Minneapolis this morning, and I was in St. Paul this morning, and you see these people all over the place begging for money. And it's interesting to note that when you look at these poor people in America, how they have brand new shoes on, or they have brand new pants and brand new shoes and a nice little backpack and a brand new hat and a brand new shirt. And they're talking about how poor they are. Or what you'll see is you'll see someone with some old raggedy clothes on, right? And as you're looking at them, you're trying to figure out how they're so poor, but they got a cigarette hanging out of their mouth, or they got a brown paper bag wrapped around a bottle. And when you see people support these people, you have to ask the question, you know, are you enabling these people to continue on in the things that they are not doing? Because Scripture tells us if you don't work, you're not to eat. And in the book of Thessalonians, that's exactly what it tells us. And folks, I don't understand when we look at people in this country, how is it that people feel sorry for these people? And when you're looking at them, they have the opportunities and the same opportunities that we have. I mean, I came from a welfare household. I came from North Minneapolis. I came from a whole lot of people that are drinking the Kool-Aid concerning the system that's destroying not only their bodies, but also their souls. Second Thessalonians tells us in 3:10, 2 Thessalonians 3:10, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should they eat. So how poor is America? How often can you see across America on a street corner, under a bridge, on a highway overpass, or in front of a store, a poor person with a sign asking for charity from people who can lend a helping hand in a time of need? They hold signs stating, homeless and hungry, have no food or money. I've also noticed that these poor people almost without fail have a cigarette hanging out of their mouths. A pack of cigarettes, by the way, friends, is now $5.95. And a bottle of booze, a cheap bottle, is around $10. And a little brown paper bag or lottery tickets in their hands. That's how poor they are. Now, not too long ago, in the state of Minnesota, a news outlet, it was Channel 11, they did a piece concerning the poor that were out on the streets and found that these people, are you ready for this? They're so poor that these people were making up to $400 to $600 a day. $400 to $600 a day. Now, that's not bad for a poor person's day of working the sympathies of the American people who are enabling them through their ignorance. Now, hey, I want to say on the other hand, too, before we start rocking this, I'm all about helping people that really need help. But I find that in this country, if people are in a situation, 9 times out of 10, my experience tells me, they don't want to help themselves. They want someone else to do it for them. They have taken on the entitlement attitude that somebody owes them something. You know, I've heard it said before that God helps them that help themselves. That's exactly right. Folks, I love to work. There is no... matter of fact, I just had lunch with one of my friends in Minnesota here, in Minneapolis area. And a guy came over and he said, so what do you have going on the rest of your day? I said, work. I said, I love to work. He said, this is what he said to me. He goes, yep, idle hands are the devil's playground. I said, that's exactly right. See, God helps them that help themselves. God helps those that help themselves. And there's so many of these people that are not willing to help themselves. They want someone to feel sorry for them. Now, again, don't get me wrong, because on a personal level, I've helped those who were broke and homeless on a couple occasions. And I understand from personal experience their plight due to the fact that, again, I was a welfare kid. But I hated it so much that I just needed a little push in the right direction in the hopes of having never to return to the slough of despond, said John Adams, Pilgrim's Progress. But that's exactly right. You know, I remember one time we were, I came out of the rock and roll scene back in the 90s, in the early 2000s. And I remember we used to have these per diems. And that means that's how much we'd have to spend on food per day. And we were so poor, I mean, all of our money went to the lighting and the sound guys when we were on tour. And we had tour from Minnesota all the way up through, or down through Iowa, then Kansas City, then Oklahoma, then Texas, and then Louisiana. We'd come all the way back. We'd end up over on the West Coast. We'd be going out west into Denver, and we'd go to South Dakota. We'd go to North Dakota. We'd go to Wisconsin. And friends, what was interesting is we were in Kansas at one particular time, and I took my $5 per diem, okay, my $5 a day per diem. And there was a guy, he was a young guy, some young guy, he wasn't from Bangkok, he was from the United States. He was asking for help, and I felt for him. And I looked at him and I said, so if I was to give you the only $5 that I have right now, what would that do for you? He said, that will get me something to eat. Now, I said, I don't want to hear about you going out there and buying booze or buying dope. He said, no, that's the furthest thing from my mind in so many words. I'm hungry. So I gave him my $5. And I'm not asking for accolade, friends. I'm just giving you my experience here. And I gave him that $5. And after I gave him that $5, a couple minutes later, my bass player, who happened to be on the road with me, going in there and buying food because he only had a $5 a day per diem as well, came out and said to me, hey, there's a dude in there trying to find someone that can sell him some dope. I said, did he happen to look like so-and-so? He said, yep, that was him. And sure enough, friends, he was long gone. Couldn't find him. I remember another particular situation in North Minneapolis, right off Broadway and Washington Avenue. It's like the worst of the worst areas in North Minneapolis. And I remember this guy had a sign that said, "We'll work for food." And I said, I rolled down my window, pulled up next to him. I was about 18 at this particular time. And I said, "I'll tell you what, why don't you meet me at that Wendy's across the highway and I'll buy you something to eat." Friends, he didn't want anything to do with food. What he wanted is he wanted people to feel sorry for him, give him some money. And folks, to the left was Wendy's, but to the right was, guess what? A liquor store. I'm just giving you my experience, friends, trying to help out those people that didn't have anything. Now, on the other hand, I remember going to a McDonald's. I think I was about 20 years old at this particular time. And we were at a McDonald's, and there was a dude, a real skinny guy there, standing there. And I felt for him. I felt for him again because I know what it's like to be a little hungry, right? And being raised up under welfare and on welfare and, you know, North Minneapolis, he kind of ate whatever was there. And I've always had food there, by the way. It wasn't always what I desired, but it was there to fill my tummy, and I thank God for it. But this guy, I gave him some money, and I said, what do you want to eat? He said, "I want a fish sandwich." And I said, "Okay." I said, "I'll just give you the, I think it was $5 there too, friends." And I gave him the $5, and I pulled up, and I was waiting for my food. It was a McDonald's. And my food came out, and all of a sudden I noticed this guy going to the car behind me and asking for more money. And it so infuriated me that I got out of the car. And I said, "Dude, I want the $5 back." Now, keep in mind, I'm a North Minneapolis punk, okay? So I had a lot of attitude. You kind of fought to get your way in the state or in the city of North Minneapolis. I said, "I want that $5 back." He said, "No." And, folks, what he was doing is milking the people in the line. And, folks, I had him on the ground, stomping on his foot. That guy would not, it was like a lion that had a piece of steak in his mouth. He would not let it go. And keep in mind, we were right by a liquor store in that particular area too. Now you say, "Well, Bradley, you're a glutton for punishment." No, I have a heart for mankind. But what I need to do is I need to understand discernment, because the Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter 7 that when we would do good, evil is present with us. Oftentimes we think we're helping someone when in fact they don't need money. What they need is a good reproof, and a good reproof to tell them to go get a job, because if I didn't have a job, I couldn't have gave him the money that I just gave him. See how that works? Now, folks, I'm going to come back. I'm going to give you a couple more of my experiences concerning giving to the poor. I'm all about giving to the poor, but let's make sure they really need it before we give it to them. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Remember that old punchline? The devil made me do it. We laugh about it, but what if it's true? What if you found out that Satan has power over this entire planet? We built a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. The site sheds biblical light on modern tradition and misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own answers straight from your own Bible. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. If you want to cut through all of the religious clutter and see who's really in charge, come visit thebiblesaysthat.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, oftentimes, friends, we're talking about blessed poverty. Give me more. By the way, this was written by one of our friends that I did an event with in Georgia. I'm just at the very beginning, but I'm giving you my life experience with helping the poor. Oftentimes, America, you have been taught a lawless grace. Therefore, you act out in mercy, which enables people to remain as to where they are, or even bring them to a state to worsen the state in which they're already in. You have mercy completely upside down. I've been talking about people that I've helped, that I've given my money, so all the money that I had just to feed them when I was looking to feed myself, but I wouldn't have had the money had I not worked. I was just in St. Paul, Minnesota this morning. Went by one of those, food houses where they feed the poor. Folks, in many cases, these people are dependent upon people that work because they don't want to work. And there wasn't just a couple people there, folks. There was 50 to 75 people lined up to get a free meal because they don't want to work. But every night they have booze, every day they have cigarettes, and they have drugs. And we're talking about how poor is America. Now, on the other hand, this is a positive. We were in Washington, D.C., and this was so God-ordained and so awesome. And I'm so glad that the Lord picked me to be the one there to be for that young man. We walked into a Fuddruckers. Remember, it was raining out. We walked inside, and there was this young black kid, probably about 22 years old, I'm guessing. And he was sitting on the side, and he was looking at everybody that was walking in, probably to one that would understand the plight in which he was in. And he walked up to me. This is getting on me again. He walked up to me and he said, would you buy me something to eat? I don't have any money. And it was a, folks, it was a Holy Ghost move. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. I looked at him. I said, what do you want? He said, I'll have that. I said, what do you want, though? He said, I want one of those. And I said, I want you to understand that it's a preacher that's buying you your dinner right now. He said, I'm two states away from home. I came out here, I hitchhiked, And he goes, now I can't get home. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll buy your meal. Because if this is the Lord, he's going to take you step by step, line upon line, precept upon precept. He's going to teach you something. Listen, when the Lord teaches you to do something, for example, you want to be, you want to prosper, you want to do well for yourself, I'll tell you what, the Lord will teach you. He'll teach you how to work harder, and he'll teach you how to work harder and harder to get at it as to what you're going for. And the Lord taught me systematically, stage by stage, step by step. I mean, you want to talk about a father to the fatherless? There is not a better father, friends, than our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. There just is not. I am telling you by experience, what a faithful God we serve in Jesus' name. Going back to Washington, D.C. at the Fuddruckers, I bought him his meal. And I had my four guys with me, my little boys, and my wife, and my father-in-law. And he got his food, and I wasn't quite over there yet, but my son came over to me. Sam, was I sitting there when you told me what was going on? You can go ahead and jump on there with me. But you caught it because I didn't. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, he was, before he was eating, he was thanking God for his food.
So when you get that, when you get those kind of privileges, you know you're doing the right thing. Folks, he didn't have to go over there and pray and thank God. You know what? He found his faith in the power and in the demonstration of the Holy Ghost because God had a man there on the scene that would obey at the right time to give something to somebody that really needed it at that particular time. Do you think for any reason that that young man will ever forget? Nope. And I was so glad. I was the happiest man in the world. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Yes, friends, but at the right time to the right people. Now let me get back to blessed poverty. When we begin to look, again, Thessalonians 3:10, 2 Thessalonians says, if any should not work, neither should he eat. Folks, can you imagine how many lives have been destroyed because you've allowed a welfare system in this country? Because you've allowed this government to reallocate your tax dollars to support a bunch of people that don't want to work? Do you realize that's self-defeating? Because it is. I can go, folks, I can, out of 1,000 places, you can bring me into a welfare situation. And I can tell you it's a welfare situation. Because the guys are leeching off the women, and the women are leeching off the system to support the guy that they're trying to hold on to. Well, he uses her for everything she's got, and she puts illegally a roof over the top of his head. And guess who gets to pay for all of it, friends? We do. And then the guy, what he does during the day or during the night, he's hitting on other women throughout the apartment complexes. You used to see it all the time, friends. It's a sick system in which we have tolerated in this country. I mean, how many people overlook what the Lord commanded and are responsible for enabling those who do not want to work in order for them to remain overweight or drug dependent or alcohol dependent? How many enable these people in order for them to remain in a position to abuse alcohol? How many enable these people so they remain jobless? They don't have to work if you keep giving them money. I want you to think about this. How many of these poor people are willing to lay a greater burden on you who actually work because you feel bad for those who don't want to work? That's the best way to put it right there. Let me say it again. How many are willing to lay a greater burden? The poor people, friends, those that call themselves poor. How many are willing to lay a greater burden on you who actually work because you feel bad for those who do not want to work? They don't want to work. So we have to operate out of principle rather than through our feelings. Hey, folks, I want to help too. But real love calls for giving them the truth to those that don't want to work, but those that are willing to go ahead and suck off everybody that will give them a little money so they don't have to work again today. It's not a good place to put themselves on either side of that parallel. I don't have a problem with helping those who want to get back on their feet. Yet again, the problem is that there are people who do not want to get back on their feet. They want to add to the burden of those who are already working to sustain themselves and their families. and to prove my point and showing how poor America is not, here are some statistics to lay to your candor. You ready for this? We're so poor in this country. Blessed poverty, give me more. 80% of the poor in American households have air conditioning. In 1970, only 36% of all Americans had it. Well, let me say that again. Hey, this is coming to my aid right now. I'm saying the same thing in parallel down a different trail. You see all these illegal foreigners coming into America, folks? You see the cars they're driving? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's like, nice. Nice car. Where do you work? I don't work. I mean, you can't even speak English in most cases, but they don't work because they don't have to work. See, this is how you destroy a country, is you take from the haves and give to the have-nots, and that's exactly what you're allowing this criminal in the White House to do, friends. Redistribution of America's wealth. America's wealth. 80% of the poor in America, American households have air conditioning. In 1970, only 36% of all Americans had it. Now 80% of the supposed poor in America have them. 92% of poor households have a microwave. 92%. Two-thirds, hey folks, we didn't have a microwave. Two-thirds have at least one DVD player, and 70% of the poor have some sort of video player, DVD and such. 75% of the poor in America have a car or truck, and I want to tell you what, pretty nice cars and or trucks. 31% of the poor have 2 to 3 cars. Let me say that again. 75% of the poor in America have a car or truck. Let me say this. To the working class out there, is there anything worse when you look at an individual that has a whole lot of stuff that doesn't work day after day? Is there anything worse? I mean, folks, these people have a whore's forehead. They are unashamed. They'll continuously keep their hands out as long as people are giving them enough money and things to sustain themselves without having to work. I've already said that, but I'm just reiterating the point. 75% of the poor in America have a car or truck. 31% of the poor have 2 to 3 cars. That's how poor we are in this country. Isn't it interesting how the narrative is always to set a certain group of people, certain demographic of people, namely black folks or Hispanics, because what he's doing is he's trying to win their sympathy to his cause. Now, case in point, when I was in RNC out in Florida, what was this, how many years back now? Four years ago, the RNC, Republican National Convention. And I remember I was walking up and down Radio Row trying to wake up them dummies on the conservative side, because they all thought they had it in the bag with Romney, who was basically the predecessor to Barack Hussein Obama. There is no difference, friends. All the way around, through and through. Like it or not, those are the facts. But I remember one guy, you know, he was just boasting, you know what, Obama's gone. Oh, man, Obama is gone. He thought he was just making a point like no other individual could make, folks. He had the truth in his hand, and he was going to give it to Obama. Do you know how many dependents he's created? Do you know how many people are on the welfare system today? And I looked at him and I said, yep. I said, you know what he's doing? He ain't losing. He's winning. You said he's gaining dependents. That's exactly right. Guess what he's doing? He's looking for sure shoe-in to win the second round. He ain't creating enemies. He's creating dependents. Do you think those dependents are going to turn on him?
Oh, never thought of that. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call quickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The company store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsofliberty.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, so on and so forth. Wow! Talking about the blessed poor today. And you ever notice, friends, because we notice this all the time, we can literally gauge who's listening and how many people are listening to us in a roundabout fashion. But whenever we start talking about responsibility in this country, you know what people do is they shut down the program. Or they put us on the back burner because they have to take responsibility. We're talking about the blessed poor. Now, folks, I can just hear some fool that didn't listen to the whole show say, oh, Bradley's saying that you shouldn't be helping the poor. That's not what I'm saying at all. The question I'm laying to your candor is, are they poor? And are you helping them? That's what I'm asking you. That's a pretty fair question, I think. Because statistics show us, friends, you're not helping them. You're making the situation worse. Hey, do you think all these people that are out on the streets rioting right now, do you think they have jobs? Hey, folks, do you think all the people that are out on the streets right now, all 15 of them, do you think, friends, and I'm putting a roundabouts, folks, I'm belittling what they mean to embellish. Do you think they have a job? No, they're on some sort of assistance from the government who's illegally funding them to do what they're doing today. I'm not saying that they're directly responsible for sending them out to the streets to riot. No, they are directly responsible for the provocateurs, though. But I am saying that inadvertently, friends, they are. Because they're enabling them to do everything but work. They're enabling them to destroy your country. And that's exactly, now do you think if there wasn't some sort of government assistance or some sort of government program, these people would be out rioting right now? No. No, friends. I'm not saying all of them don't have a job neither, but I'm saying, I'll tell you what, if anybody out there that is working, sustaining anything, they understand what goes into it. And they don't have time to play games. Talking about the blessed poor. Half of the poor in America have a personal computer. Nearly two-thirds of the poor in America, 63.7%, have cable or satellite television. 80% of poor adults and 96% of poor children in America were never hungry at any time during the year because they could not afford food. Hey, folks, I thought we were poor. We're as poor as we want to be. Just under half of all poor people in America have internet access. One-third of the poor in America have a widescreen plasma or LCD TV. That's how poor we are. One-third of the poor in America have a widescreen plasma or LCD TV. One in every four poor people have a digital video recorder, such as TiVo. And finally, the average poor person in America has more living space than the average non-poor person in Europe. I'll say that one more time. The average poor person in America has more living space than the average non-poor person in Europe. So, again, America, how poor are we? How poor are we? And let me ask you again, let me lay another question to you. What are these poor people doing that have been given aid? I mean, when you look at riots, it's interesting to see the people that are looting. It's interesting to see the people that are killing. They're not responsible working individuals. It's interesting to note who the provocateurs are. And folks, you can almost bet your bottom dollar they're on some form of government assistance without a question if they're not paid directly to be a part of riot, as I said earlier. So what's the response? Here, I'm going to give you four comments we just received. We have a video out there called Blessed Poverty, Give Me More. This was an eye-opening four-minute video. Thank you. This is such a great point, another one. We in America have no idea of what true poverty is really all about. We have more reason than any other country to be thankful and grateful, and yet we are the most unthankful nation in the world. This article shows how blessed America truly is, and now it's time for America to bless God. Great article, Mr. Dean. Folks, I can go to certain spots in an area, a town not too far from our place, and it's the same people every Sunday in the exact same spot saying the same exact thing. And you see these people enabling them day after day, day after day, day after day, week after week. Mr. Dean, this puts things into perspective. America is rich materialistically, yet very poor spiritually. Sounds like Revelations 3. Morally corrupt is right. Another comment. America caring so much about the things that don't matter and so little about the things that do. Imagine if people realized how destitute of freedom they will be if they don't take their eyes off their own personal situation. Whatever they might be, and start looking at the bigger picture, even unto eternity. Huh. Great perspective, guys. Great perspective. When you go to the book of Revelations chapter 3, this is exactly what's applicable concerning America today. You say, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest now not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked? Do you see how this is made applicable to what's going on? Hey, friends, because what we're talking about is blessed poverty, give me more. Hey, folks, poor in America are rich compared to other countries. And the fact of the matter is if America had eyes to see and ears to hear, we wouldn't enable many of these people that are destroying themselves and our country along to go along. I was going to say to go along the boot, and I got the message. I got that sentence kind of mixed up in my head a little bit. So anyways, I'm having fun, and that's all that matters right now, right? Well, yeah. Jesus said, I counsel thee to buy me of gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Folks, this is applicable to both sides. And it's interesting to see what Jesus said right after that. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, and be zealous therefore and repent. Right? Now listen to what he says right after that. This is my favorite part, folks, doing live radio. Behold, I stand and knock at the door. Whoa, I knock at the door. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me. I'm speaking to those that don't work. I'm speaking to those that don't understand spiritual lessons or spiritual matters. And what did Jesus say? To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. This is what he said. Even as I also overcame and have sat down with my Father in his throne. And keep in mind, every example that we have in the Bible, they worked. Every single one of them.
Now, people all over the United States and actually in 53 other countries are listening to this broadcast as we speak. You know, regardless of whether or not or how people hear about us, we actually recently got an order from someone who said, how did you hear about us? They said, from Radio AM 1470, Truth Radio in Alcola, Tennessee. Other people will say through Twitter. Some people will say, we heard about you guys because you spoke at our event. Or we heard about you guys through the radio program or through a newsletter. There's so many different avenues and channels that this ministry runs. People can hear about us through a variety of different ways. But regardless of where you've heard of the Sons of Liberty or how you've heard of the Sons of Liberty, more people need to hear this message. This is a message that needs to grow across America. And we have sons and daughters of liberty throughout the United States that are causing this ministry to be sung literally and preached literally and played literally from the housetops to those people across America. And as I mentioned, in 53 other countries as well. So for those of you who are listening, whether or not you are a first-time radio listener, whether or not you are a first-time hearer of the Sons of Liberty through a newsletter, through an event, through Twitter, through Facebook, you name it, you need to support this work in order for it to continue. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's as easy as clicking on a button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. For you new listeners out there, what that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. There's several different levels of membership for you to choose from. Each one actually comes with a beautiful certificate. We've walked into people's homes and offices and see these certificates framed. That's how nice they are. Saying that, listen, not only are you a son or daughter of liberty, but you're a supporter of the truth. You're a supporter of seeing our nation restored. You want this message to be preached from the housetops. You are a part of making a difference. So please join together with us. Take action. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. And sign up to become a son or daughter of liberty today.
Folks, just had to hit the topic, had to do it. Just obeying sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talking 23. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.